This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Corey from Lacey is. Corey, are you there?
I am.
Okay, so I just am so sick of Steve winning so much that we are doing a little cheat sheet for this Beat Migs. If you listen to the men's room at 4:40 every day, our beautiful Taryn Daly is going to give three of the answers away.
Oh, awesome. I'll start listening to the men's room at 4:40.
Don't you dare.
There's not a chance. I'm knee deep in Tatum stuff. She's not going to, as much as she loves Miles and Thrill and Ted and Mike. That's the last thing she wants to do.
You know, I didn't
it's
even think...
It's not Paw Patrol toys on YouTube.
That's true.
Yeah, and I didn't even think that, oh, you could listen. That didn't even cross my mind to not. But you won't, because you are an honorable man. All right, Steve.
Integrity.
Yes. Integrity.
Just like Dave Grohl, I refuse to cheat.
Wait.
Yesterday, that would have made more sense to say
sure
that.
Sure would have. Oh, all right, bad. Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Corey has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
You know it.
According to the saying, sugar and spice makes everything what?
Nice.
Yes. AC/DC had the 70s hit song titled Let There Be What?
Light?
No.
Pass.
The Skipper and the Professor are characters from what TV show?
Gilligan's Island.
Correct. What female artist currently has won the most VMA awards?
Pass.
Tramp is a mixed breed, but what kind of dog is Lady in the animated movie Lady and the Tramp?
Bloodhound?
No.
Shoot, pass.
Name the popular Korean dish that is buried in clay pots for months before served.
What? No clue.
Pass.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 2025 will be held in what city?
Crap. I don't know that one either. Pass.
Little Wooden Head and I've Got No Strings are songs from what Disney movie?
God, come on. Pass.
In baking, what nuts are used to make marzipan?
No clue.
Oh, Corey, I don't really think you knew a lot about a lot.
No.
You dropped a deuce.
Corey, I just want to remind you to listen for the Daily Migs Show's Beat Migs Cheat Sheet on the men's room every weekday at 4:40.
Because Taryn did give away three of those answers that you did not know. So you could have really increased your score
that
there.
That could have been very helpful.
Or he could just read a book every now and then.
Oh, Danny.
Wow.
Well, and I will say, looking at the questions, it's quite a mix of things. And, you know, Corey just doesn't really know much.
Okay.
Poor Corey.
But you never know.
Rude.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
According to the saying, sugar and spice makes everything what?
Nice.
Yes. AC/DC had the 76 song titled Let There Be What?
Let There Be Rock.
You know it. The Skipper and the Professor are characters from what TV show?
Gilligan's Island.
Yes. And what female artist currently has won the most VMA awards?
Beyonce?
Yes.
But Taylor Swift's gonna crush it tonight,
ooh,
right?
She might. Let's go. Tramp is a mixed breed, but what kind of dog is Lady in the animated movie Lady and the Tramp?
A collie?
No.
Beagle?
No.
Pitbull?
No. Name the popular Korean dish that is buried in clay pots for months before served.
Korean dish? Korean barbecue?
No.
Yakisoba?
No.
Come on,
we got that at a teriyaki spot.
I don't know. I'll pass.
Super Bowl 2025 will be held in what city?
New Orleans.
Yes. Little Wooden Head and I've Got No Strings are songs from what Disney movie?
Excuse me? Pinocchio?
Correct. In baking, what nut is used to make marzipan? Oh my gosh, these questions. I didn't even know.
Almonds.
Correct.
Sarah, what did you have in your mind yesterday?
Is George not giving you what you need at the home?
Literally, I have Tramp, Little Wooden Head, and nuts in my questions.
That was a very spicy Beat Migs.
I know, and sugar and spice does make everything nice. Well, you did get 7 correct, which is a big win, 7-2. Sorry, Corey.
It is all right, guys. Thank you much. Have a great day.
Rock you too, on, my Corey. Friend.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
So
yeah, I think all of us need a shower after.
I know.
It's dirty.
Two of the answers that Taryn gave during the men's room at 4:40 was Tramp is a mixed breed, but Lady is a Cocker Spaniel.
Cocker Spaniel. Oh, man.
There's another one.
The oh hits my keep God. On coming.
What in the world is up with this? This is so naughty.
We're children.
Sorry, everyone. And the popular Korean dish that is buried in clay pots for months, I did not know this either, but it's kimchi.
Yeah.
Which is the most disgusting food I think that ever exists.
So
no wonder why it's like buried down there for a while. But you won, Steve. Congrats.
Thank you.
And again, listen for that cheat sheet on the men's room today at 4:40, Rockaholics.
That
will give you
him.
3 correct answers to the questions we will ask tomorrow during Beat Migs at 7:50. You can also check out the Daily Migs t-shirt that is available in the Rock Shop. And if you grew up a fan of Beavis and Butthead, this is going to be something you're going to want to add to your wardrobe.
We're going to score.
You can also give a big shout out to our friend Justin Hunt. He made the design and it is available at KISW.com.
Can you like shut up?
What is the biggest band you've ever seen in a small club?
Whoa. My first one that pops into mind is R.E.M.
Oh.
Saw them at the Crocodile.
Dang, that's teeny tiny.
Not the current Crocodile, but the one that used to be on 2nd and Blanchard around the corner. And it wasn't billed as R.E.M. They were in town doing a big charity show. But the -5, which featured Peter Buck from R.E.M., he was a part of it. And he also was a part owner of the Crocodile at the time. And so my buddy was a security guy, and he's like, hey, you should come down. Something cool is about to happen. I'm like, man, it's a weeknight. He's like, no, seriously, come down. And then I started putting 2 and 2 together. I'm like, it could be one of the 3 bands that were pretty big.
Nice.
One of them being R.E.M. And sure as S, in front of me and maybe 200 other people, R.E.M. performed like they were a college rock band again. Like, they were so good. And I'm not even a big R.E.M. fan. Eddie Vedder jumped up on stage with them. It was amazing. Still one of the greatest concert experiences of my life. Thanks, Kevin.
So for you, Rockaholics, what is the biggest band that you have seen play in a small club? Give us a call now and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK. We are asking this because one of the biggest rock bands of all time is going to hit the clubs. Who is it? We'll tell you after Linkin Park.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. What is the biggest band that you have ever seen play in a small club? We ask this because Motley Crue has announced a series of shows at 3 of the iconic Los Angeles clubs in October, and this is part of their Hollywood takeover.
Okay.
They're going to be performing at the Troubadour, the Roxy, and the Whiskey A Go-Go.
I would love to see one of those shows.
I mean,
say whatever you want. I know that they're not what they once were, and Vince's voice is not what it once was, and Mick Mars is not a part of it. But to be able to see Tommy Lee perform and just the band perform some of those songs in front of a small crowd. Plus, I think everybody's going to be screaming and yelling the songs. So you're not even going to have to hear Vince sing.
Oh,
Right? Don't you think that whole room is just going to be deafening?
That is a big selling point, Migs. So they're going to be promoting their new EP, Canceled. And on this EP, they have a cover of Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right.
And we're still trying to get that song canceled from this canceled EP. Here comes the worst slash best part. Okay, we're good.
Oh, wow.
You gotta fight for your right.
Why does everything they do just sound like AI these days?
I know. Everything just sounds so overly produced. And I saw somebody's like, it's good to hear like a raw sound from them. I'm like, that's not... That sounds like the robots made it, man.
206-803-ROCK. What's the biggest band that you have seen play in a small setting? Rockness, you're on I-5. What was that show for you?
I was at the Evergreen, I was at White River, and it was called the Evergreen Fest. It was a poorly advertised show, and I saw House of Pain and Everlast did a solo set during that same show.
Dude, I remember that concert. I remember, like, everybody talking about how there was nobody there. I'm like, yeah, well, it was barely promoted, and it was just, like, one of those things where I think they were a little too ambitious with where they had that concert.
Right, right. We were all sitting in the grass, and they were like, please, everybody come up front.
Oh, man.
206-803-ROCK, the biggest band you've ever seen play in a small club. Who was that for you, Jeff, in Bremerton?
That was... at Wolfgang's in San Francisco back in like 91 or 92, and it was David Bowie. And what was awesome about it is he walks on stage and the stage is perfectly blacked out, and you just see this cigarette cherry just bouncing onto stage. And I've never seen somebody play and smoke so cool in my entire life.
And how big of a club is that? Because I don't know Wolfgang's in San Francisco.
Wolfgang's eventually burned down, but like Fishbone, a lot of bands played there. It was only like maybe 150, 200 people.
Wow.
Maybe.
That's awesome. You got to see David Bowie in a venue like that.
Yeah, it was really cool. And again, he would just take a cigarette and stick it in his guitar strings. It's funny, it's David Bowie, but the thing that impressed me the most was how he could smoke and play the guitar. it was awesome.
That's a great story.
Chloe from Gold Bar, what was the big band you saw play in a small club?
About 19 years ago, I saw Cake play in a little bar in Sacramento, California. Sacramento is their hometown, and so every now and then, a bar in Sacramento would put a sign on the sidewalk saying, Cake, $10, and it would be the band Cake, and they would play in the little bar.
That's super cool.
For some reason, I thought she was saying pink. And I was like, pink in a small bar?
Yeah, no, Cake.
I get you.
And they also hang out before and after the show, so I actually got to meet John McCrae, and we chatted about a wine place outside of Ukiah that we had both been to.
I always love when bands, like, you just never know if they're just going to show up and perform it there. Like, I mean, you look at like a band like your favorite, and I love the guys too, MXPX. Every once in a while, they're just like, oh, all of a sudden, they're just playing like this brand new small club in, you know, in Tacoma or something along those lines, where they'll play a random place in Bremerton. You're like, that's awesome.
Yes.
Mike and Puyallup, what was the big band you saw in a small space?
Yeah, I've seen can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Sure can.
So, yeah, I've seen Van Halen at the Tacoma Fieldhouse.
And how many people were there, you think?
Oh, God, there maybe 2,000, maybe 1,500.
And was it with David Lee Roth?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
Back in the early 80s. They actually had a scheduled event to be there at Seattle, and probably like, I don't know, 2-3 days, they announced they were going to do this little surprise thing in Tacoma at the UPS, University of Puget Sound. And the story, we didn't have tickets. And so we just thought it was my stomping grounds. We were going to hang out there about beside the Coliseum, see if we could hear them through the walls. And the funny thing is we're hanging out by the front door, and the security guards were there by the front door, and the whole building was kind of front glass, and there was an open window at the top. And somebody decided... an open window, and we've seen all the security guards run up the stairs to stop them. Somebody from the inside popped the door, and we just rushed the door, and I got in for free.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, nice.
Cassandra from Tacoma, what was the big band you saw in a small place?
It was Stone Temple Pilots. They were doing an in session. I wasn't able to win tickets, but me and my friend found out the location. We were just hanging out outside, and Steve Miggs came outside and let us in.
That's what's up.
He's a hero.
Hell yeah. Is that, that, that,
my
like,
entire life.
Was that, that that gas station museum thing that they did?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
and
that
was... To this day, I don't remember how we figured it out, but we did, and you let us in. I'm really emotional about it. I might cry.
Oh.
I haven't thought about that in a long time.
That's so cool. Yeah, it was a Scott and Dean. It was an acoustic performance, and it was soon after he got clean. I think they were kind of getting the word out about the Number 4 record after he cleaned up his, and obviously his life ended tragically, but at that point, like, he cleaned up, and he was in great spirits, and it was an incredible performance.
It was. And a couple years later, I happened to meet him again while I was stalking their tour bus outside the Key Arena. And I had him autograph the picture from when we met him that time before.
That's awesome, Cassandra. I was always getting someone. I would, like, if there was a way to get other people in, I'd be like, just follow me on in. Like, or I've had extra tickets. Yeah, just
get
come
in
on
here.
In. You figured out where we are? That's crazy. Come on in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And
yesterday, Dave Grohl made a big announcement.
Yes.
It was on Instagram. He let us all know that he fathered a child outside his marriage. And as you can expect, many people lost their mind over this announcement. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mig Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, Dave Grohl announced on Instagram that he has fathered a baby girl outside of his marriage.
He just posted a video, too. Did you hear it?
No.
I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool.
It's weird. That was it. No.
The Instagram post, if you missed it, said,
I've got another confession to make.
Pretty much that. It said, I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside of my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and my children, and I am doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness.
I feel like at that moment, all of us looked at our phones and had to do a double check to be like, are we sure? This is Dave Grohl's Instagram. This isn't like a parody Instagram page.
No, and he said he's grateful for everyone's consideration toward all the children involved as they try to move forward together in this. So Dave and Jordan Bloom, his wife, have been married since 2003. They have three daughters together. Wait. They have Violet, who's 18, Harper, who is 15, and Ophelia, who is 10. And I noticed almost immediately that Violet had deactivated her Instagram account after the announcement.
Dude, I don't blame her. And no. You don't have to deal with that. You know, even if people have good intentions and they want to comment to show their support, like, that's the last thing you want is a bunch of randos bugging you. You didn't ask for this crap. It's not like you asked for your dad to do this.
For sure. So yeah. Dave, when he made this post, he obviously had the comments turned off like a smart person. But TMZ, they got the story posted right away. So we have to go straight to the comments.
Yes, we found a bunch of comments all over social media. A lot of people not very happy with Dave Grohl. And we sent him to our production director, who happens to be the biggest Foo Fighters / Dave Grohl fan, and asked him the tough task of having to read these comments and do whatever impression that he wants. So shout out to Jason, our production director, for taking one for the team. We know you love the Foo Fighters and Dave Grohl, but you know what? You didn't ask for Dave to do this. Dave did this to you.
That's true.
All right, here's the first comment about Dave Grohl and his affair.
Oh, Jack Daniels. Bad judgment in a bottle.
Also, Jägermeister. I know Dave likes to enjoy some Jäger. Yeah. It's like I'm shocked, but not shocked.
He's a rock star. He lives a rock star life.
Not saying it's right.
I'm not saying it's right.
But if you, I'm not going to put money on the fact, like if someone said, hey, put money on the fact that a rock star is never going to have an affair, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not going to take that bet.
No.
But an entire baby? Entire other kid? Dude,
that is crazy. That is so insane.
Oh.
Like, that's the double whammy.
It was not on my 2024 bingo card.
Like, babe, I need to let you know about something.
That girl's going to get paid, though.
Oh, God.
The kid and the mama.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's our next comment.
Why is this news? Who gives a shit? Like, he's the only one?
I understand when people are like, it's not my business. It is not any of our business. But, like, I think it's always any kind of celebrity gossip sometimes piques people's interest.
Absolutely.
And I know we talked about this, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I have no idea why. Because a lot of people are like, why did he do this? This doesn't seem even like something that he would even put out there. Some think maybe he was being blackmailed.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, you got to get it out there. Some think maybe his wife made him do that. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. Who knows? I don't know their relationship. But the one conspiracy theory that, I mean, it does seem rather interesting, the timing, in that he made this statement just hours before what was going to be something that would take over the entire internet, the entire news cycle, which was the debates.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to pick a day where you want to get the news out there, satiate whatever need it was for whoever's maybe blackmailing you, I don't know if that's the truth or not, but the day to do it would be the day of the debates, because by 6 p.m. our time, nobody's talking about Dave Grohl and his ding-a-ling anymore.
No, that is no longer trending, folks.
Right. It's been forgotten.
Shocker. A rock star had sex outside of marriage. Also, grass is green.
I mean, maybe you never know what kind of arrangement they might have. I know a lot of rock stars and their spouses have arrangements.
Athletes, too. We've heard stories of athletes having that. Like, you could do whatever you want, just not in our area code.
Yep. And maybe she had the same set of rules. I don't know.
And don't have a baby.
But yeah, that part. Like, I mean, he's old enough to, you know, have gotten a vasectomy, maybe. I don't know.
Shocking, the swim team still works at his age.
No,
that's a whole other thing. You're not?
Steve, you're 5 years younger than him.
Well, you didn't need to say it that way. Here's another comment.
Oh, here's another fun one.
Okay, I think this is going to be a song pun, because we know how much Jason hates those.
Welp, there goes my hero. Shut up.
The song puns were out of control.
They were. It's like he's written so many songs that could just be turned around and just blown up right in his face.
Is there a list we can join up to be next up for baby mamas?
It's a profitable venture.
I think that was honestly my favorite part, was going through and how many ladies were just like, hey, Taryn, didn't know you had a baby recently. Oh. Or like, can I sign up for the list?
Oh, boy.
But this would never happen if he was still in Nirvana. You're a moron.
Jason, I think that person's right. It would have never happened.
Never.
Kurt would never allow something like that to happen. No. Dave would have kept his you-know-what-ski in his pants.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, though.
I know. Yesterday, I was very stressed out about all of this.
Were you? You sent me the message. I was at the gym, and I'm like, it's almost like, well, water's wet. And I just kind of like, I was like,
what?
I was like, I was like, holy crap, but it didn't ruin my day.
No, it didn't ruin my day. It was just like, I can't, this is not what I was expecting to hear today. It was unthinkable
Fair.
News.
Yeah.
Really was.
The curiosity for me is just, like, I kept refreshing Google to see, like, well, who is she? When did she have the kid? When did Dave find out? Like, I'm so curious about the details.
Well, they just wrapped up their tour. I mean, was this happening behind the scenes during the tour? Or did he just find out about this recently? I don't know.
Well, and then did she have the kid? And then they had to do the parent test? And then he found out? And then he's like, uh-oh. You know, I have so many questions.
So do I.
I've got another confession to make.
I mean, yeah, which was more shocking, him fathering a child out of wedlock or people in Springfield being eating dogs and cats? I mean, both really rocked me to my core yesterday.
Right? You know who else had a confession to make? The son of Chester Bennington.
Oh.
He is pissed at Linkin Park, apparently. And we're going to tell you what's trending after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
We know for many of you, you are waking up. You're trying to get your coffee down and keep up with what's going on in the world of pop culture. And that can be quite the task because there's a lot happening right now. So we are here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Taylor Swift officially endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for the upcoming presidential election, and this came just minutes after the end of last night's debate. After watching it, Taylor posted her support for Kamala on Instagram and told her fans to do their own research and make their own choice. And
what? I can't do my own research. I just listen to what celebrities tell me to do. Come on.
And then she signed it, Taylor Swift, Childless Cat Lady.
I did see also part of what, well, first of all, apparently that's why she never tours in Springfield. I don't know if you know that, but that's the
point. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Yeah, so she never wants to step foot in Springfield because of all the cats that she has.
Well, I know that Sarah is a big Swiftie over there. Is that her cat? Has she posted other pictures with that cat, or is that like a stock cat?
No, I think that's probably her cat. And she has a lot of cats.
Does she really have a lot of cats?
It could be AI cat.
Does she have any dogs, or is she literally just a cat lady?
Yeah, and I do want to say I have some friends that are cat ladies, and they are all about this. Oh. And I'm like, oh, no. They're like, yeah, she's a cat lady, and she's admitting it. I'm like, oh, gosh, okay.
I did think it was interesting. Did you read the post that she put up there?
Yes.
I thought the part that was interesting is because of AI. We goof about AI and stuff, but I never think about this. Like, there's been people that have made AI things that say that she's supporting Trump. And she was just like, well, I just want to make sure that people don't believe those things. I'm like, that's crazy that we're in this world now where, like, you could just use artificial intelligence to make it seem like you're supporting something that you're not. So in that, as much as people are like, oh, stick to music, whatever, like, I don't blame her for coming out and saying it for just that reason alone. Like, look, I don't want people thinking that I'm supporting something that I'm not. So here, this is from my actual account. This is me saying it. So don't believe the robots.
Set the record straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those pics looked, like, legit.
They're getting better and better.
Creepy.
It used to be like you could tell, like, okay, that version of Taylor Swift has seven fingers. Okay, that's not real anymore, but they've gotten better with the fingers.
It's always the hands. Hands are always the giveaway.
The fingers were the weirdest part with AI. It's like, oh, there's seven fingers there. I don't believe that one. Dude, the whole thing that's going on with Linkin Park, it's like, I got to imagine if I'm in the band, you're like, here we are just trying to get back together and do something that we love, and we just can't catch a break. So obviously they originally said, hey, Emily Armstrong is our new lead singer. And then all this stuff came out about the Scientology stuff. And then people were trying to accuse her of being a rape apologist because she was friends with Danny Masterson, which she quickly then shot down like the next day, even though people didn't think that was good enough. But now Chester Bennington's son has also been saying some stuff over the last couple of days, taking shots at her, taking shots at Mike Shinoda as well. Some people, apparently there's been some issues with him and the band in the past. I don't know what's going on. And I don't know how that guy's mourning and dealing with the loss of his dad. I don't know what that's like. Mm-mm. But apparently he's had some mean things to say about Mike Shinoda. And he even said that, you quietly erased my father's life and legacy in real time during International Suicide Prevention Month. Oh, so it's just a gnarly thing. Mike Shinoda hasn't said anything in response to it. I mean, some people bring up the point, though, like, look, Chester's wife, if anyone, yeah, I understand his son's not happy about this, but his wife has, you know, commented and has shown approval of what they're doing. So, I mean, It's just a tough thing. I part of me's like, man, Linkin Park, it might have been better if you just kind of just did your thing and didn't even let anybody know, so you don't have to deal with this headache. Like, the last thing they probably want is someone that they did love and care about, and that's Chester Bennington, and now one of his family members is crapping all over them, and they're like, we didn't ask for this.
Yeah, it's definitely tough out there for those guys.
Well, honestly, I'm kind of shocked that the band didn't get approval from the wife and
But do they need to? At the end of the day, it's not like they were in the band. I mean, Chester was in the band, and sadly, Chester left this planet and left those guys with, what do we do?
Yeah,
it's not up to his wife. It's not up to his son. It's up to them. They were the band.
I would think they probably asked for her blessing in some form. Not that they need her to, like, fully sign off on it, but I'm sure that they would at least bring her into their inner circle.
Oh, well, I would think so. I would hope so, and I would hope so with the kids, too. That's just my opinion, though. You know, like, if, you know?
Well, it's a business at the end of the day. And that's the problem, is, like, a lot of times is that they just view it strictly as, if you've been doing it for so long, it's like, hey, we own the rights. We can do what we want to do, what we think is right for the band.
This is an interesting question. Yeah, I never really think about, like, you know, I mean, I think letting her know just so, hey, this is going to happen, we don't want you to feel like you're being blindsided by it. I don't know if necessarily they need her blessing, but more so just like, hey, we want you to know what we're doing. That way, when it comes on the news, you're not, like, taken aback by it. But at the end of the day, like, she wasn't in the band. The kid wasn't in the band. It was Chester that was in the band, and they have every right to continue to be a band if they want to be.
And so, obviously, they would never intentionally want to erase his legacy. I think that by continuing on as a band, they get to... his legacy continues, you know? I think when you don't get to play that music anymore, that's where the legacy kind of ends, so...
I mean, everyone takes it differently, that's why, like, I don't know what's going on with Chester's son, I mean, but it sounds like he's a little bit of a hothead in some of the posts that I've been reading, so but I also don't know what it's like to have your dad leave this planet, deal with that trauma, but... And also have him be a public figure, and then also there's music and there's art attached to it, and then this band's getting back together. I can't imagine what that makes him feel like, but it doesn't seem like he's going about it the right way.
No, and if he didn't know about it,
Oh, yeah.
Woo! I couldn't imagine.
I just hope they all find the peace that they clearly really need.
They're not going to.
I have a feeling that they won't.
Nope.
I have a feeling someone out there can beat you, Steve. I have a really good feeling about that. Your record is 258 wins, 74 losses, and 45 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call, and we will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.